From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Let's start right away with a hymn of praise. It's that lovely hymn by Fanny Crosby, Praise Him, Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. It's sung for us by the Salvation Army. Immediately after the hymn, we're going to have our Bible reading, and we'll be turning to the chapter 9 of the Gospel of Mark, and we're beginning at the verse 19, and we read a few verses from there. So, have your Bible ready. But first of all, let's have the Salvation Army with Praise Him, Praise Him. Let's turn to the verses that we're going to be looking at, starting at the verse 19 of chapter 9 of Mark. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. May God add his blessing to his precious word. In our last program, we talked about the devil as the promoter of defiance among the young. Of course, his promotion of defiance and rebellion is not just limited to the young, but we were considering the healing of this young man, and so we were considering particularly how that there is today evidence of the same working by the devil amongst the younger generation. Remember what was the result of the devil's affliction upon this young man. He had neither heard his father's voice, nor had he communicated to his father. He was both deaf and dumb. And I said there is a parallel in what is taking place in society today. There is a great silence between many parents and their offspring. The children neither hear the parents, nor do the parents hear from the children. It's as if they inhabited two different planets, so great is the gulf. And I believe that this divergence between the generations is the result, the direct result, of a departure from God's word that has been taking place for quite some time now throughout the world, and we here in this part of the world have not escaped it. There's a spirit of lawlessness abroad. Paul the Apostle, when he spoke of lawlessness, when he spoke of rebellion and departure from God, made an interesting comment or two in what he had to say when writing to the Romans. If you care to turn to Romans and the chapter 1. In that chapter, Paul outlines the evidence of apostasy in ages past. Look at verse 28 and what follows that verse. Paul says that, And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and listen to this, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Here's the marks of a society God has given over, God has given up. He has allowed them to depart from him. And right there, in the midst of those terrible sins, there is that one in verse 30, disobedient to parents. That's one of the marks of a society that God has given up. Does that not frighten us to think that there is in our society so many evidences of God having given us up? If you turn to 2 Timothy and the chapter 3, in the verse 1, he says, This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. He's talking about the future. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. And here we have it again, disobedient to parents. That's how society is going to develop in the last days. Does that not frighten us? Do we not see the beginnings of that? Even in this spirit of defiance and rebelliousness that is ever more evident among many in society today. This spirit that possessed this young man was a spirit of destruction. See what it is to be under the rule of the devil. Luke chapter 9, verse 20, And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him straightway, the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Verse 26, And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead. See how the spirit is a most destructive spirit. Do you know, it's an interesting thing that the word destroy that we have in the verse 22, but oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him, that word is the word from which we get one of the names of the devil. He's called Apollyon, or the destroyer. So, the devil is a destroyer, and here is evidence of his destructive power. But I want you to notice, it says that the devil promotes a spirit of self-destruction in those he dominates and controls. Look at the verse 22. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. You see, the young man cast himself at the devil's instigation, at the devil's prompting, but he casts himself into the fire, into the water, seeking to destroy himself. Some time ago, when we were studying chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark, we looked at the delivering of the man who was possessed by many devils. We read in chapter 5 and the verse 12, And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. When we were studying this portion, I asked the question, why did the Lord allow that? And the answer I suggested was that he permitted the devils that he had cast out of the man to enter into the herd of swine, so that we might have an opportunity to see the malign and wicked influences that the devil and his fallen angels would exercise upon society. As soon as they gained control of that herd of swine, they caused it to rush headlong down the hill into the sea. Today we see a society that's under the influence, the domination of that malign and wicked spirit, the devil. You know, we look out on society today and we wonder what possesses many, for they seem to be bent on their own destruction, wishing themselves to be destroyed. They engage in a lifestyle, they act in such a fashion as to gamble with their very lives, and that all in the name of pleasure. In the drug scene, young people buy drugs, and they take them, they know not what they're taking, and how many of them have been destroyed, have been paralyzed, have had the most horrendous deaths as a result of this. Does it act as a warning to other young people? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. What does it work today in society? The spirit of self-destruction. My time's gone, but we're going to return again to this subject. Please join with me next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.